The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hello, hello, Clean Nation. Tracy here. I am solo today. No Lindsay, no Mike, no other team members. It's just you and me today. So today I wanted to come to you because it's January. I don't know when you're going to be listening to this later, but it's January, and January is historically the most famous month for making New Year's resolutions and setting new goals. And if you're like me, you've sat down, hopefully at least thought about it, if not hopefully written it down, written down your goals for the year, for the quarter, for the month, and you're really excited and you're getting, you know, getting into the full swing of it, going, yes, I'm going to crush it this year. This year is going to be different than last year, right? If you've ever thought that to yourself, this is your podcast today. This is for you. So I want to talk about why we make these promises to ourselves, why we set goals, why we make New Year's resolutions, for example, and a few weeks or even a month, if we're lucky, maybe even multiple months into it, we abandon that, or we feel like we failed, or we just didn't accomplish what we intended to accomplish. And we're going to dive into today why. Why does that happen? And there's probably more than one answer as to why, but I want to hone in on one in particular. And I think it's so, so, so important. So if you have made goals for yourself or for your business, and really since we're Grow My Cleaning Company, let's talk about your goals for your business. What is that for you? If you're not clear, okay, if you're not clear on what you want and why you want it, good luck trying to achieve it. That's the first thing. We hear a lot of the times, I'm going to give you some examples so we can play with this a little bit and give it context. So we hear a lot of, you know, I really want to get out of cleaning. I want to stop being the one going out into the field and doing all the cleaning because I'm always working in my business and not on my business. This is a really common one. So whether it's you trying to hire new cleaners, and that's been frustrating or challenging for you, or just this whole idea of just making the commitment to get out of cleaning yourself so that you can grow. We'll use that as a prime example. Okay. So I don't know how many times you've told yourself already, yes, I'm committed to, I'm going to make a goal, I'm going to hire people and get out of cleaning. But if you haven't done it, here's what's at the core. And this is for everyone. So we're just using this as an example. If for you, it's increasing sales, if it's hiring staff, if it's getting more help, if whatever it is for you. So what I'm going to tell you here is going to apply to any of those things. All right. So I want to talk to you about a concept I call growing pain versus suffering. Because here's the truth. Whenever we look out at the landscape of, we look at our goals, right? We look at what it takes in order to achieve those goals. Let's assume for a moment that you are pretty sure you know how you're going to get there or what it's going to take to get there strategically, like tactically, you know what you need to do to hire. For example, if you need to get out of cleaning or you're committed to getting out of cleaning, but That's when this concept between growing pain, the perception of growing pain versus suffering and what that looks like. So whenever we're looking at our goals and we go, wow, you know what? That's going to be a lot of work. And then we start telling ourselves stories. And around here, we call this the monkey mind, right? There's that part of our brain that's ancient part of our brain that's hardwired for survival. And it sounds super negative. It's always the one that says, well, I don't know, you know, right now it's there's a hiring crunch and nobody wants to work and everybody is staying at home and there's a whole, right? You see what I'm saying? So there's a whole bunch of stories that start coming in, which then paints a secondary story of pain, suffering, right? Of oh man, this is going to be so hard. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know who would want to work for me. I'm not, you see what I'm saying? So our perception of the amount of quote pain that something is going to cost us, that's going to cause us, is usually what stands in our way. Even if we're taking actions towards the thing we say we want, subconsciously, or maybe not so subconsciously, maybe consciously, you're telling yourself, or that monkey mind is telling you, this isn't going to work. This is going to be a lot of pain. This is going to be a lot of struggle and strife. And that becomes more painful to you. The thought or the feeling of that is more painful than the outcome that you want seems beneficial, right? Does that make sense? So your perception of pain, what I call suffering, right? This is suffering. You're causing your own suffering. Suffering is a choice. Suffering is internal. Suffering has nothing to do with the external circumstances. So our monkey mind is trying to convince us, oh, it's the workforce. Oh, it's, you know, the climate, it's my area, it's all these other things. But really, truly, we are rarely afraid of actual growing pains. Growing pains come when we're making progress. And yes, it may be challenging and hard, but think about the things that have been the most valuable to you in your life. They didn't come easy. Most of them didn't come easy. Most of it took work, but there was a different quality about that kind of pain, the work pain that comes from progress and success in the end. That's a different quality type of pain. But what I'm talking about, suffering, is what we do to ourselves when we tell ourselves these stories and we get into our, all spun up in our head and our monkey mind over how awful it's going to be. Or do you see what I'm saying? So the stories that we tell ourselves about pain, okay, and I'm doing that in air quotes for anybody who's listening to the podcast, pain is that it's all created equal, and it's not. Growing pain is progress, and you can do hard things. You can do hard things, but suffering is what happens when you think it's going to be way harder than it is, and you don't even get started because of it, despite you having that goal, despite you saying how important it is to you to get out of cleaning, for example. Despite all that, you've painted this picture of suffering for yourself that is so overwhelming, that's so big, that it now has overcome even the pain or the suffering that you have been feeling in working in the business for so long. So how do we switch this? So this is where I'm going with this. Is the first thing is, listen, if you've got a goal and it's important to you, first of all, you got to get clarity. You got to have a really big why. Why is this important to me? What will it do for me? How will this change my life? How will this make a difference to my family, to the people I love, really building the clarity and the specificity and the connection to why a goal is important to you. That's step number one. So once you've done that, step number two is to really tune in and hear consciously what that monkey mind voice is telling you about the perceived suffering that you're going to have to go through in order to get it. Because if you're not identifying that suffering story, okay, and you can't be specific about that, like, okay, if I'm being honest with myself, I'm really scared. I'm really afraid that no one's going to want to work for me. And then I'm going to waste all this time and I'm going to waste this money and budget trying to hire people and it's all going to fail. And even if I do hire people, they're going to, you know, lie, steal, cheat. They're going to treat my clients wrong, blah, blah, blah. Oh my gosh. Right. All of those stories are suffering stories that you are now making up in your head before you even started. Okay. So let's talk about switching that. Let's talk about transforming the suffering stories and the suffering that you're currently in, likely, that you've built for yourself because the pain of changing, the perception of pain of changing is greater than your story about the benefits. Okay. So let's identify that story, that old story, the monkey mind story of how much suffering there's going to be. And take each story one by one. Like, let's give an example. Usually I would have somebody I was interviewing or here with me that we could bounce this off of, but I'm going to have to play both parts here. So let's say your story is, oh my gosh, it's going to be so hard because nobody wants to work. Nobody in my area wants to work. There aren't any good employees to have. And so because I think it's going to be so hard, that's why I haven't really made that big an effort to get out there and try to hire people. Okay. Well, first of all, if your goal is to hire someone and you have a very clear why and it's passionate and you can feel it and you are very specific about it, then that story of suffering and future perceived pain or a failure is not going to serve you. You are never going to get there. So we need to rework that story. What if you just flipped it? Okay. Get outside of that and go, all right, but does it have to be that way? Is it that way for everyone? Challenge that story first. Is it true all the time for everyone, everywhere? And if the answer is no, other people are hiring, other people, right? As long as you can challenge the story as being not always true, then that means that there's a crack, there's a doorway where we can walk through it and tell ourselves a better story. So one, I would start with something like this. Even though in the environment right now, in my area, whatever, hiring has been challenging, that's okay because I know I can do hard things. First of all, I can do hard things. I've done hard things in my life. I've done hard things in business. I've overcome so many challenges. I am bigger than this challenge. I am bigger than my problems. Okay. So that I would start there. Like start with who you are, who you're being in all of this. If at least you know you can control that. So, okay. So you start off with, I can do challenging things, even if it's challenging, that's okay. There are people out there that share my values, my core values. There are workers out there that don't want to sit at home and haven't left the workforce and are looking for a great job. And it's my responsibility, my duty, and my commitment to myself, to my company, to my customers, to my goals in life, to find those people, to magnetize those people to me. I am so excited to put out that core values matched advertisement out there for the right people because I know they're out there waiting for me to put my offer on the table, right? So doesn't that feel automatically feel better? Okay, so you're telling yourself a much better, more empowered story that should inspire you, should start making you feel better. And you haven't put yourself in the position of self-imposed suffering. Because remember, growing pains are quality pain. They're productive pain. And that's okay. And you can do that. That's why I said, I can do hard things, right? So you can tell yourself that. And it's true. Growing pain is productive. Suffering is self-inflicted. And we do that with our stories. And we do that when we get into this lower state, right? Our emotions, our feelings, and we start feeling discouraged. None of that is going to get you where you need to go. All right. So my challenge to all of you today is to find one goal. Take one goal that you have right now. Well, I don't care if you're listening to this in November or summer or January when we're doing it today. Today's podcast is in January 2022. I want you to write down one goal, and I want you to be very specific about this goal. So if you say, I want to get out of cleaning, I need to hire 3 cleaners by the end of next month. I'm totally making this up, but be this specific. I'm going to get out of cleaning by the end of this next 60 days. I need to hire 3 new cleaners. I need to have them up and running by that time. And I will do this. I am committed. I am deciding today. And this is what it means to me. It means that I am finally going to be able to get out of the field, work on my business, start building my client attraction funnels, start building more sales, start, whatever it is for you, right? More time with my family because I'm not working 12-hour days. Whatever it is, write it down. Okay, that's first step. Then the second is tune in to those resistant voices, the story that the monkey mind tries to tell you about your goal, about how you can't do it or how it's going to be hard or how much pain there's going to be. And if you have a hard time with this and getting clarity on that and what the story is you need to replace it with, then reach out to someone, reach out to either a person or group, or get support, get outside of your own monkey mind, get support, because I'll tell you what, here in Grow My Cleaning Company with our clients, I'm the primary mindset coach for our next level and our millionaire mastermind people. And that is one of the big things that we have in this group is the ability, the connectivity, the community, and us as mentors, Mike and I and the team, to help everyone get past our own stuff, right? Their own stuff. So if you're in that space where you're like, okay, Tracy, I have goals and they're specific and I feel it and I'm making a commitment, but I'm really having a hard time getting past that. Like, what is that story that's holding me back? And how do I lean in and embrace the new story and be willing and able to be supported in going through a little bit short-term productive growing pains versus suffering? If you want that, if you need that in your life, in your business right now, we are here to support you, of course. I mean, if you don't have someone like that in your life, if you don't have a great mentor already, if you don't have that community surrounding you, supporting you, then reach out. We're here. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and get on the phone with one of our coaches. Listen, this is your time. This is your year. If you're listening to this in January, it's 2022, and this is where everything shifts and changes. If you choose to, this is your life, your business. It's time for you to take charge. All right, everybody. I hope to see you on the other side. And until next time, have an awesome, rocking day. Bye.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.